Welcome to the Rock Podcast.
We believe this podcast is built on the rock and will teach and equip you for the works of ministry. We believe and trust God that the teachings will give you the keys to enter into a deeper revelation of the Word.
We pray that the Holy Spirit will ignite an unstoppable fire in you, and that it will transform you and every place you set your feet.
Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, hello everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the Rock Podcast. My name is Peter Kotze, and it's such an honor to be with you. And for myself and Rick Quillevain, Happy New Year! And may this be a year of blessings, of peace, of love, of joy, of mercy. May it be the year that you've prayed for all along. 2023, let me tell you, my friend, it's going to be your year. And we're praying with you throughout this year. And let me tell you, I'm so excited about today's episode. I'm so excited about what the Lord has revealed to me over the last couple of weeks and the last couple of days, specifically around the whole topic of peace. And peace is one of those topics we often avoid because we don't always understand what it's about. And I really want to touch around the topic, a New Year's resolution of peace today. I think we've all seen a lot of New Year's resolutions being made over the last couple of weeks, over the last month or so. And a lot of them, probably most of them, have already gone by the wayside, have already faltered. But let me tell you this, there's one New Year's resolution, and I want to speak to a mindset today. There's one specific type of New Year's resolution that is sustainable, that'll bring life, that'll bring back the joy into your faith journey with God, and it is a New Year's resolution of peace. I think we've all fallen into the trap of trying to be more fit in a certain year, try to exercise more, try to eat better, try to live a healthier life, try to get out more into nature and all these kind of things. I'm actually recording this episode from the Kruger National Park in South Africa, and it's so quiet outside, and what an absolute joy and privilege it is to just be able to sit in the silence of nature. And I think a lot of us have those kind of New Year's resolutions, but they're not always sustainable, because our New Year's resolutions are often tied to a physical need rather than a spiritual need. And our spirit needs the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. That is what our spirit needs. And the moment we step into the peace of God, our physical body steps into that peace with our spirit, and our minds become at ease. And this really is our prayer, my friend. This is our prayer for you throughout this year, that you will truly experience the peace of God. That the peace of God will manifest in your house, will manifest in your spirit, will manifest in your family, will manifest as you experience the fullness of the kingdom of God. For when you experience the peace of God, you automatically get to partake in the righteousness and the joy of the kingdom of God through the power of the Holy Spirit, as we read in Romans. And I want to ask you today, what does your New Year's resolutions look like? What do they resemble? Do they resemble a life of busyness, a life of physical need, or do they resemble the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace, and joy? And if it does not resemble that latter, go and change it right now. Take a pen, write it down, and make your New Year's resolution a New Year's resolution of peace. We read in Philippians 4, verse 7, that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, the peace of God surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart. And this is so important. For you see, the moment we step into the peace of God, your heart is automatically guarded. Your entire being is being protected by the very nature of God. It is as though God is holding you fast. He's holding you in the very palm of his hand. He is protecting you from any outside influence to be able to live a life full of the joy and the righteousness of the God of heaven himself, that you're able to experience the manifestation of heaven on earth, the manifestation of Revelation 21, the manifestation of the throne room of heaven on earth. In other words, a place where death is no longer existent, where pain is no longer existent, where tears are no longer in existence, that you experience a place of complete tranquility, a place of complete silence and peace. And it all starts with the peace of God. And a lot of it is as I've said before, is all about a mindset. So it's time to change our mindset, to get away from a lifestyle of busyness and running and trying to find a purpose through passion. And we've all heard all these kinds of lines being used over the last couple of weeks, but to really find our purpose in His peace this year. And I want to ask you today to have a look at all your New Year's resolution and then ask this very question about every single one of them. What is the purpose of this resolution? Is the purpose to have a better life? Is the purpose to look better towards other people? Is the purpose to get ahead in some kind of business? What is the purpose? And if the purpose does not increase the peace, then I want you to scrap that today. I want you to take it off your list, for you are not going to do that. If it does not increase your peace, but if it increases your anxiety, if it increases your busyness, if it takes away from the kingdom of God in any way, then do not do it. And I want to encourage you, my friend, to not go down that rabbit hole for it is a difficult hole to get out of. The moment you step into a life of running and busyness, and however you want to phrase it, the moment you step into that kind of life without the peace of God, you're going to find yourself in a very deep and dark place that is difficult to escape from. For see, purpose can either bring, it can either bring passion or it can bring persecution. And that is so important today. So passion is something we find in peace, while persecution is something we find in busyness and purposelessness. And everything that has to do with the kingdom of God has the purpose of peace that is set before it. And I want you to focus on that today. Focus on a purpose of peace. So a lot of people would say, well, Peter, I'm just really passionate about what I do. I'm passionate about my life. And that might be true. But always remember this, my friend. Passion and love go hand in hand. And we often confuse passion for perfection. Passion for perfection. So we think, I'm trying to build this thing. I'm trying to be the best at something that I can due to the fact that I'm passionate about it. But it might just be that you want some kind of perfection out of it. See, we often confuse passion for perfection. The source of passion is always love. If you love something enough, you'll pursue it with a passionate being, with a passionate heart. But the source of perfection is comparison. It's comparison. And the more you compare yourself, your business, your family, to someone else's, the more you'll find yourself running towards that place of perfection, trying to be better, trying to be in a place where they need to compare themselves to you. And the result of that, the result of the purpose of perfection, is always burnout. It is a poverty mindset. It is a ruthless drive in life that is willing to sacrifice anybody, other people, yourself, your family. And it is a drive that'll work, that'll take you towards a place of burnout that will be difficult to escape. You see, the purpose of perfection is persecution, and you'll find yourself in a place of persecution. And let me tell you, my friend, it'll be so difficult to escape the moment you're in that place. So do not confuse passion for perfection. A lot of people think, I'm passionate about something, but you're actually chasing perfection. And there's no need for that in the kingdom of God. I want you to be passionate about peace. I want you to be passionate about the purpose of peace and pursue that with your entire being. There is nothing more important than finding the peace of Jesus Christ. And if your New Year's resolutions takes away from the peace in your life, then don't do it. Run away from it today. We see in 1 Samuel 13 this story about King Saul and how he was about to attack the Philistines. And what's so interesting about the story is that prophet Samuel came up to Saul and said, King, wait for me. Wait for a certain number of days. Wait for 7 days till I come back to you and do a sacrifice towards the Lord so that we can worship Him before we go into battle. And that is the word of the Lord. And a lot of us know the story. And if you know the story, you'll notice this, that Saul became disobedient to the very word of God, to the very word that the prophet Samuel gave them. And they were not willing to wait for that place where they could worship God through the sacrifice, through the offering,
that the prophet Samuel was about to bring. So Saul called up his soldiers and said, well, anybody can bring a sacrifice. And they lit up a lamb, or they lit up an animal, and they brought the sacrifice which they thought they were bringing towards God, but they weren't willing to wait for the word of God to come into completion. And then Samuel showed up the very moment Saul partook in that sacrifice, and he told him, what have you done? For if you had waited for the timing of the Lord, your kingdom surely would have stood forever. In other words, Saul, because you have not been patient, because you became impatient with the word of God, because you were not willing to wait peacefully for God's timing, because you were chasing and pursuing perfection, because you wanted to do it your own way, due to that very fact, your kingdom will fall. It could have been sustainable. It could have been on earth forever, but now it will fall. And that is what often happens with us. You see, we run off after all these New Year's resolutions for our physical benefit, but the moment we run after that, we forsake the very word of God. We start to forsake our very spiritual needs. And again, it's not all of us, but the moment we focus on our physical needs more than we do on our spiritual needs, instead of focusing on our spiritual needs and let that overflow into our physical nature. For example, if you walk in the peace of God and you continually pursue the peace of God, that peace will overflow into your body. It'll overflow into your physical being, that you will find yourself in a place of rest. So if you're not willing to do that, if you're not willing to wait on the timing of the Lord, if you're not willing to pursue peace, to make a New Year's resolution of peace, let me tell you, my friend, your kingdom will not be sustainable. It will not remain on this earth. And if I'm talking about your kingdom, I'm talking about your very physical being. I'm talking about your energy. And this is not some kind of New Age energy, your physical energy, the energy that you've got, the amount of power you've got to get throughout a day. It won't last, because your foundation is not built upon the rock. It's not built upon Jesus Christ and the peace of God himself. The peace of God himself, because you're always running to accomplish something that has nothing to do with Jesus. So if that is part of your New Year's resolutions, that is all good. If you want to exercise more, do that, but just include the very peace of God. Make him your foundation throughout this year. I heard this story about a motivational speaker that confronted a suicidal man a couple of weeks ago, and it really struck me, because that is part of my story as well, coming out of depression, coming out of a very deep and dark hole, and again, that part of me gets triggered quite often when I get too busy, when I fall for a lifestyle of busyness and pursuing this kind of perfection. And this man stood in front of this motivational speaker, and he said, I hate myself. And the speaker asked him, but why do you hate yourself? And he said, I don't know. He said, well, it's because you are pursuing perfection. You are trying to do in a year what would take others a decade to do. You're trying to accomplish in 1 year what would take others 2 or 3 decades to accomplish. And the reason you are doing that is because you want instant results, because you've got this pursuit, this purpose of perfection, and it's driving you insane, driving you towards a place of anxiety. It's driving you towards a very deep and dark place that is difficult to escape. You are persecuting your very own being. And he told him this. He said, it is so simple to fix. He said, what you need to do is let go of these kinds of resolutions. He said, focus on gaining peace. And obviously that speaker didn't know about the peace of God. He said, focus on gaining peace, and from within that place of peace will overflow joy, will overflow all the rest that is needed for you to be able to accomplish that without pursuing perfection. See, we always think we need to rush things, but let me tell you, my friend, it's okay and it's good to sometimes wait upon the timing of the Lord. It's okay to take your time, as long as you are doing it with the peace of God, within the peace of God, and with the foundation of Jesus Christ. For you see, God will bring the acceleration. God will open the doors. His timing is better than ours. And when we partner with God, when we co-labor with Jesus Christ on this earth, everything will work out well. Everything will work out good. So you do not need to pursue all these things on your own. You do not need to try and rush certain things into place. For when you move with God, when you walk with God, when you collaborate with God, he will bring the acceleration, and he will do
do it in good time, in timing that is also good for you, and it is good for the nation. And I think a lot of times we try and do what's not realistic within a certain time period, and we burn ourselves out. And that is often what happens with New Year's resolutions, and then those kind of lifestyles then aren't sustainable, and we can't continue going on like that. And I want to challenge you today. I really want to challenge you today. I want to challenge your mindset today to let go of what you've been pursuing in your physical nature and start pursuing your spiritual peace. Start pursuing spiritual peace within the person of Jesus Christ. Start pursuing a manifestation of peace in your life. Start pursuing an increase of peace in your life. And if anything that you do throughout this year does not add to peace but takes away from it, stop doing it. It needs to add to peace on earth. And again, that peace is not only for yourself, it's also for those around you, because you not only receive peace, you manifest peace. You manifest the peace of Jesus Christ. And if others don't experience the peace of Jesus Christ within you, what is the purpose of that peace? You see, the peace is supposed to drive them towards the person of peace, which is Jesus Christ. So I want to encourage you, my friend, I want to encourage you to work towards peace this year. Make a New Year's resolution of peace. Let's not work towards burnout anymore. Let's not work towards any plans that will cause anxiety and take us to deep and dark places, but let's rather pursue the peace of Jesus Christ. Ask yourself, what is the purpose of what I'm doing right now? And if it adds to peace, continue doing it. And if it doesn't, stop doing it immediately. Refocus, regain your strength, and then see what the Lord wants to do. So that is my prayer for you, my friend, that you will have a magnificent 2023, that the peace of God will abound in every part of your being, that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will manifest in your house, will manifest in your person, will manifest in your family, that you will become a person of peace that shows others the person and the God of peace, which is Jesus Christ. And may it be so. Happy New Year, and may you have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. If you have any questions or would like to contact us, please send an email to info@therock-podcast.com.
Bedankt dat je vandaag naar de podcast geluisterd hebt. Als je vragen hebt of in contact wil komen, stuur gerust een e-mail naar info@therock-podcast.com.
Dank je dat je naar vandaag se potgooi geluister het. As jy enige vrae het of met ons wil kontak maak, stuur gerus 'n e-pos na info@therock-podcast.com.
Vielen Dank, dass Sie sich den Podcast heute angehört haben. Wenn Sie Fragen haben oder Kontakt aufnehmen möchten, senden Sie bitte eine E-Mail an info@therock-podcast.com.